Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There's simply no one better to talk about the issue because he's literally dedicating his entire life to the cause. When people put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, well, Scott Pressler has put his entire life towards winning Pennsylvania. And he joins me now, executive director and founder of Early Vote Action. Scott, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing?
Oh, you know, I am ready to rock and roll. Let's win Pennsylvania.
Wow, you sound very almost zen-like focused.
I am. Well, and, you know, I'm here. I'm actually canceling some trips, Rich, and it's not with pleasure that I'm doing this. You know, I was slated to go to Sturgis. I was slated to go to Alaska. But I want people to know how dedicated and how resolved I am to winning the Commonwealth. And over these next 90 days, leading into the all-important November 5th election, I'm going on a 67-county tour, and I will be visiting every single county in PA, bringing our conservative message and doing everything I can to deliver the state for Donald Trump and our entire Republican ticket.
You're the man, I'm telling you. I mean, other people just talk a good game, but you move to the state. You are dedicating your life to winning Pennsylvania. You're putting everything else on hold. And they're already seeing incredible results. I mean, I follow you on X. I retweet you all the time. You are registering Republicans. You're doing a great job. And it's paying off. I mean, there's a new poll out now, Fabrizio and Lee poll, that shows right now it's a real head-to-head matchup here between Trump and Harris. I mean, this is the ball game, and I've said it, Scott. I've said it to you in person. You've said it to me. Whoever wins Pennsylvania is the next president of the United States.
Yes. Well, and this poll is really fascinating. So, you know, they did a head-to-head, and it shows Harris and Trump 48-48, and then they included the other candidates, including RFK Jr., et cetera. And still, it was 45-45, Harris to Trump. Pennsylvania is up for grabs. This is anybody's ball game, and quite frankly, I think this is our election to lose. And one thing that I think we need to do a better job of is, look, this is the Biden-Harris administration.
Yes.
This is the Biden-Harris illegal immigration crisis. This is the Biden-Harris unaffordable economy. This is the Biden-Harris. We're having wars with October 7th and Hamas and Putin invading Ukraine that we did not have 4 years ago under the peace president of Donald Trump. And if we're going to win this election, we must stay focused on policy, and we must stay focused on making sure that voters understand that Harris is just a continuation of the last 4 years of this unaffordable United States that we all have been suffering through. And I think the polling results show that the honeymoon phase, I believe, is going to be over. And one point that I think is that we need to point to is the data, which even after Joe Biden was undemocratically forced out, that Kamala was selected, even in the last 2 weeks, Republicans have maintained a net gain of registered voters for Republicans statewide. And furthermore, one thing that I think is really fascinating is, you know, we flipped Bucks County from blue to red, and there is now a plurality of Republican registered voters in Bucks County, which is huge. Now, Philly, Montgomery, Delaware, Chester, those are all the Philadelphia collar counties. All of those, the Democrats have had a bump in voter registration except Bucks County. And I think that kind of portends actually trouble for the Democrats if we continue this voter registration that we're doing.
Now, let's get into that a little bit, because Bucks County is one of those counties where for a lot of years, Republicans have said, you know, Bucks is flipped. It's blue. We can't win it. A lot of the collar counties of Philadelphia, they've been saying that.
Yes. Well, let's go over the significance of Bucks County for somebody that's listening is like, Scott, why does this matter? Well, this county, Bucks, voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, voted for Joe Biden in 2020. And even last year in 2023, you know, the commissioner court stayed Democrat. Now, 4 years ago, there were 15,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And today, there are more than 400 registered Republicans than Democrats. And somebody might think, oh, Scott, it's just 400. No, that's a flip, babe, of 15,400 to the right in just 4 short years. And then when I remind the voter that 2020 in Pennsylvania was decided by 80,000 votes, well, that 15,000 number in one county could really make the difference when you look at the fact that we're 10,000 from flipping Erie, we're 1,200 from flipping Center, and Luzerne County, which 4 years ago there were 24,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans, we are 1,200 voters away from flipping a second blue county, Luzerne County, from blue to red. We are making tremendous gains in voter registration. So now we just got to get these people out to vote.
I guess people wondering, you know, Scott, they think this sounds great. How do we get them out to vote? To your point, you register them, you get them locked down. Excellent. How do we make sure that they vote? And do we use vote by mail for some of this, too?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, I want to give a shout out to Peter Q. I actually don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's in Wayne County, Pennsylvania right now at the Wayne County Fair, where I will be tomorrow and Friday. And I think within one day alone, he got like 50 vote by mail applications. Think about it. Wayne County is a real red county. It's a real rural county. This benefits us so much by getting perhaps low propensity Republican voters in a red rural county to vote by mail. That increases the likelihood of them voting this November and voting for Donald Trump and our entire Republican ticket. And that's the name of the game. We must up our share of rural red counties if we're going to combat Erie, Pittsburgh, Philly, Penn State University and Scranton. And that's why this work that we're doing. And I want to make it clear, my organization is Early Vote Action, earlyvoteaction.com. Now, Rich, we have hired a state director, and we have 8 full-time staff on the ground in Pennsylvania. We have 2 additional part-time staff, and we're working towards another additional 8 full-time staff on the ground in Pennsylvania. This is just my organization alone. And when you couple that with the PAGOP, which is the RNC, when you also have Turning Point Action, when you're going to have Cliff Maloney's PA Chase, I'm here to tell you that I have never seen this level of synergy, and I've never seen this level of an organized effort for Republicans across the Commonwealth going into an election year. And so if people want me to be able to hire more people, I promise you, anything you donate to earlyvoteaction.com, I'm not even taking a salary. Your donations will go directly to hiring more face-to-face, direct contact, boots on the ground in Pennsylvania.
You know, I love everything you just said, and I got to mention Scott Presser. You know, the synergy you're talking about. We had Cliff Maloney on PA Chase just the other day. We were talking him, and he mentioned you. You mentioned him. I think it's exactly what we need. And of course, my friend Linda Kearns, who's been on the show many times, talking about getting the poll watchers out there. I've never seen so many really smart, talented people all working together with the same objective. And we certainly did not have that in 2020. That's for damn sure. We have it now going into this, which is good. So then I got to ask you then, since you're such an optimistic guy, and I know every day I get a note from somebody saying, Rich, it doesn't matter. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal it. It doesn't matter. Stop with all this talk, and they're just going to rig it. Scott, what do you say to those people?
If they were going to rig it, Cori Bush would have won yesterday in St. Louis, Missouri. We just defeated a squad member that is a part of the AOC gang. She lost her primary. Jamal Fire Alarm Bowman lost his primary. And furthermore, if they were going to rig it, they would have not allowed us to take control of the House of Representatives in 2022. They would have made sure that we would have been unable to control the House, so then they wouldn't be able to inaugurate President Trump when we elect him on Tuesday, November 5th. Y'all, this is it. And I know everybody says that every single presidential election cycle, but I mean it. Kamala Harris just chose the most regressive, extreme, far left, hormone blocking, loving candidate that gives licenses to illegal aliens, that put COVID positive patients into nursing homes knowing that they were COVID positive, therefore breaking up families. I mean, this is the most regressive far left presidential ticket the Democrats have ever selected. And if you don't vote, if you don't come out, then elections have consequences, and you're going to see those 10 million illegal aliens that have crossed our border illegally under the Biden-Harris administration. They're going to get citizenship, and that's going to mean 10 million American votes are going to be wiped out. This is the last battle cry. This is the final peaceful battle that you have the opportunity to fight back with ballots. And so I'm asking everyone, please, you know, I, Rich, was on my deathbed 2 years ago. I'm 6'5" tall. I went down to 143 pounds. I literally was dying in bed, and going into the midterm election in 2022, having no energy, no ability. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand. I couldn't do anything. And I still on my deathbed was getting out the vote for Republican candidates, was organizing, was recruiting volunteers, was doing everything I can to save our country. And I use that as an example because I'm asking everybody listening, please, please do more to save our country. And don't wake up on November 6th, the day after the election, if Kamala does win, don't wake up wishing and kicking yourself that you had done more. This is it. You have 3 months. You have 90 days to save our country. What are you going to do to join the fight peacefully to make sure we win this November? And that's why I'm here on this phone call today.
Hey, Scott Presser, while I have you, and you know, and it is really, really great to have you. And again, I want to remind everybody, early vote action, earlyvoteaction.com, and follow Scott on X at Scott Presser. This poll that you guys did found something very interesting about Kamala Harris's unfavorabilities. And when I looked at the results of this, I think it's really important. You know, the media is out there gushing that she's so beloved and that this is such a breath of fresh air. That's not true. I mean, Kamala Harris is not well-liked. And I think you're right. The more we tie her to it's the Biden-Harris administration, don't let up on that fact.
Yes. Listen, this is 2016 all over again. Kamala Harris is Hillary Clinton. Tim Walz is Tim Kaine. I mean, I see it as clear as day. You have two very far left, unlikable candidates that were selected, not elected, by the Democrat Party, that they forced Joe Biden out because they knew that he was not able to win. And that's how much Democrats care about power and control. And so, again, I need your help. And here's something that everybody can do. I want you to print out some Pennsylvania voter registration forms, type into the internet, Pennsylvania voter registration application, print them off, print off a little sign that says 30% of Pennsylvania hunters are not registered to vote. I'm going to repeat that. 30% of Pennsylvania hunters are not registered to vote. That's 300,000 voters. I want you to go to your local nearest gun store, gun range, whatever, bring the forms, bring the sign with you, and I want you to ask the owner of the store if they would be so bold as to leave out those voter registration forms. So every customer, every Second Amendment enthusiast that purchases a firearm or decides to come into their store gets registered to vote. That's something that every single person listening right now to the Rich Dioli show that you can do, that is within your power to do. It is legal, and it's something that you could help contribute to winning Pennsylvania. And so I challenge everybody listening, please do that for me. Please visit a gun show, bring voter registration forms, and let's get those 300,000 people registered and out to vote this November.
Love it. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate all your help. I appreciate everything you're doing. God bless you for it. Scott Presser, earlyvoteaction.com. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, one of the great things about the relationship he mentioned between Cliff Maloney and the RNC and all the other people that are working really hard is that those relationships come together and they produce results. No question about it. Look, relationships are everything, whether it's life, whether it's politics, whether it is a relationship we have with our great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, because we couldn't do this without them because we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. Cherry Hill Volvo is our studio sponsor. That means a lot. And relationships matter there. And I say it all the time. It's a guiding principle. Now, we drive, our family car is the XC90 hybrid. Now, it's a hybrid because it's gas-powered, but it has a battery, too. It's a wonderful vehicle. You get great gas mileage on it. And right now, they're offering a $15,000 discount on the lease of any in-stock 2024 XC90 hybrid. The XC90 is great. It's a three rows, so it's got a ton of room. It is the safest seven-passenger SUV on the road by far, and it also looks beautiful. So if you have a family, you don't want to go minivan. You want to go XC90. But even if it's not a huge family, but you just want to have lots of room, you know, kids have friends that come over, or you want the extra storage, extra cargo space, the XC90 is it. I'm telling you, we love driving it. Or qualified buyers can lease the incredible C40 for 36 months at less than $500 a month. Again, that's an incredible value. But the key is Cherry Hill Volvo because they are our studio sponsor. So forget any other Volvo dealership out there. If you've been thinking about a Volvo and you've been thinking, oh, I'm close to a Volvo dealership, forget that. Use the one that is our studio sponsor. There's only one, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo. And Judith and Yosef, the entire team there, they're going to make sure you have an incredible luxury buying experience. Loyalty is everything to me in life. I mean that. You got to stick with the people. It's the old saying, you know, you got to dance with the one who brung you to the dance. Well, they bring us to the dance every day by being our studio sponsor. So go see them. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Easy to get to. Minutes from the bridge. And again, you get $15,000 discount on the lease of any in-stock 2024 XC90 hybrid. Or qualified buyers can lease the incredible C40 36 months for less than $500 a month. Only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
The issue of cancel culture is very, very real. We're going to talk about that a little bit as the show goes on today. I want to mention, you know, I was talking to Wilfred Riley about this on Friday of last week, and I'll talk to him about it again on Friday of this week when he joins me. But, you know, Harrison Butker, we talked about this. He's now the highest paid kicker in the NFL, the new deal that he signed. And the left is furious over this. They're furious. So if you don't know the story, the backstory about this is that he happened to be one of those people that came out and actually, you know, said positive things about families. And he sparked outrage after telling the graduating class that his success was all because, quote, a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker. Now, during the same address, Butker also slammed Pride Month and President Joe Biden's pro-abortion policies. His commencement address sparked outcry and mockery among celebrities, including Katy Perry, Chelsea Handler, and Serena Williams. There was a Change.org petition, which called on the Chiefs to drop him. the petition, which garnered nearly 240,000 signatures, called Butker's comments sexist, homophobic, anti-trans, anti-abortion, and racist. But the team's ownership, head coach, and his teammates stood by their kicker amid the outrage. Days after the backlash, Butker stood by his comments, saying that the shocking level of hate would not deter him from being unapologetic about his faith. He said, never be afraid to speak out for truth, even when it goes against the loudest voices. He made his remarks Friday night. This goes back to the speech he gave at Catholic University, a huge leftist meltdown. But I'm telling you, the reason why was because he said his wife decided to be a homemaker, to be a stay-at-home mom. That is like the greatest sin you can commit in America today in the eyes of the left, that you would not pursue a career outside the home, that you would put being a mom and the caregiver to your children, that you'd put that first. You wouldn't outsource it to daycare or to a nanny or something. That's the highest calling. Now, he didn't insult women who did. He just said that's the highest calling. Believe it or not, a lot of women believe that. And it's very similar to the outrage that you saw with J.D. Vance recently. When J.D. Vance came out and said his comments about the childless cat ladies thing. You know, and it was Usha Vance who I think did a very, very good job of articulating that, of the importance of family and the importance of people that choose to be moms. We'll talk more about that with Wilfred Riley, but I just wanted to make that point because there were so many people that were hoping that just for his beliefs and his words, he would get booted out, that the Kansas City Chiefs would say, We're not taking you. No way. Now, he makes $6.4 million. A little bit higher than our guy, Jake Elliott, who makes $6 million. But still, pretty damn good. He's the highest paid kicker in the NFL because he's really, really good at his job. And despite the fact that the left wanted to cancel him, he's still now making a ton of cash. And he negotiated his own deal, too. How about that? See that? You don't even see it. Who needs an agent? Am I right? Just saying. But it tells you something about America. Like, there's lots of celebrities I disagree with philosophically. I've never signed a change.org petition to have them canceled. In fact, I'll give you a better one. I'll still go see their movies. Like, take Chris Evans, for example. He's a wacko. He's a whack job. In my opinion, Chris Evans, the actor, is one of the biggest nutbags out there when it comes to his politics. But I love the guy as Captain America, and I've seen all the Marvel movies with him in it, and I think he was fantastic in the role. I'm not going to boycott it because I enjoy it. I like going to see it. I'm not going to call on them to fire him because I disagree with him politically. Same thing with Jeff Bridges. You know, when Jeff Bridges came out the other night, disappointingly enjoying the dudes for Kamala Call, I had some friends send me notes and say, I can never watch The Big Lebowski again. I said, well, I'm going to watch The Big Lebowski again because it's one of my favorite movies. I'm not going to let their politics deter me from something that I enjoy. He's also in a show I like called The Old Man, and season 2 is coming out in September. So I was having this conversation with Susie Cool about this, and we're both excited to watch season 2. And I said, I don't care that he has different politics than me. I mean, I'm disappointed because I really thought the dude would abide and would see through that crap. But I guess that's the difference between me and them. I don't know. I mean, and maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you take the position that you're not going to support these people if they have different philosophical beliefs than you do. I don't care. I think it's America. You're free to believe whatever you want. You know, you believe whatever you want. You advocate for whatever position you want. That's America. That's fine. I'm proud of the fact that I don't try to get somebody canceled for having a different point of view than me. I'm proud of that fact. I not to toot my own horn, but I wear that as a badge of honor because I think I'm setting an example. I would no more want Jeff Bridges canceled than I would want Harrison Butker canceled. I happen to agree with Harrison Butker and everything he said. And I found that the effort to cancel him was outrageous and despicable. I can't then turn around and be a hypocrite and say, but now I'm gonna push for somebody to get canceled who I don't agree with because I don't like their politics. And you got to make decisions with your own money. So, I mean, for example, you know, if you are a lefty and you love the Kansas City Chiefs and you don't want to go see their games anymore. You're not going to watch them play football anymore because of Harrison Butker. I mean, that's fine. You have that choice. I, for one, am not going to forego watching a movie or show because the actor tends to have a different philosophical point of view than I do. No, I will not watch it if it has Ben Affleck in it, but that I don't even that has nothing to do with Ben Affleck's politics and solely to do with the fact that he's just it's just Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck could come out tomorrow and endorse Trump. I still wouldn't watch a Ben Affleck movie. That's how dedicated I am to saying that I don't let my politics interfere with things. I don't, but again, that's me. I mean, everybody has to just do their own thing. But I don't like cancel culture. I don't like when it's done to my side. I certainly don't like engaging in it. The litmus test for me is, do I enjoy that actor? Do I enjoy that musician? Like, take Springsteen, for example. I don't like his politics. I also don't like his music anymore. I like his old stuff, but I don't like his music. Bon Jovi's old stuff was good, too. I can't stand him now. But there are other musicians who I probably disagree with that I would probably go see. Now, it's a joy sometimes when you go to see a comedian who you know their politics align with yours for two reasons. Like, I got to see Shane Gillis in Philly the other night. My buddy Rob Ortiz took me, and we had a lot of fun. Number one, I know that Shane Gillis is more ideologically on the same political ideas than I am. So that's number one. Number two is that it's fun to be able to go and support comedians who they once tried to cancel. And remember, Saturday Night Live canceled him. Literally canceled him. He was signed to be a cast member. They canceled him. Turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to him. Because he then went viral for getting canceled for saying something that offended somebody on a podcast. Stupid. That people were offended by it. He's a freaking comedian. And then wound up becoming way bigger than he would if he had just been a cast member on Saturday Night Live. Where they probably would have relegated him to, you know, B-level skits because they didn't like his politics or his humor. He's about to perform at the Wells Fargo Center this fall. He's going to sell out the Wells Fargo Center and probably sell it out very, very quickly, too. Jimmy Failla is another great example of this. You know, Jimmy Failla wrote the Cancel Culture Dictionary, which was New York Times bestseller. And Failla and I talk about this all the time. We both, the two of us together, he did the whole thing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He hung out with the cast of The Daily Show and was palling around with them. And Desi, what's her name, the hot blonde on the Daily Show, he said she was great. She was fun. She had a lot of energy. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I appreciate the fact that you can disagree with somebody politically and not go, I want you dead. I want to cancel you. And you shouldn't be able to make a living. And you should starve. And your kids should starve. And you should be fired. And you should go to hell. And you burn. And because you have a different political idea than I do. I just can't. I personally can't. Desi Leidick. Thank you. And Desi Leidick and I would probably agree on nothing politically. But I find her to be funny, at least as far as women comedians go, because for the most part, women comedians are not funny. I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. There's a few of them. You can cancel me for saying that, but you know it's true. I'd enjoy. I got Jon Stewart's another great example. I find Jon Stewart to be very funny, and I think from time to time, Jon Stewart says a lot of things I agree with. Same with Bill Maher. It's funny because you know Bill Maher is an example of somebody who goes viral because our side will put out clips of what Bill Maher says. 90% of what Bill Maher says, we probably hate. I mean, the guy hates Trump for whatever reason. I still can't figure out. But then he says things that make a lot of sense, and they suddenly go viral because it's like, oh, well, Bill Maher's saying it. You know what I mean? It'd be hard for me to celebrate Harrison Butker overcoming the attempts to cancel him, where they wanted the guy to be fired because they didn't like the fact that he had the audacity to suggest women choosing to be, not like he wanted some sort of law, even if he did advocate for a law that women had to be stay-at-home moms. I still don't think he should be canceled for that policy position, but that's not what he said. He just said for his wife, she made the highest calling. But for that, they wanted him scalped. I mean, literally scalped. So it's just hard for me to then celebrate the fact that in this country he can say whatever the hell he wants, keep his job. But again, I'm also in an industry where people get canceled all the time for saying things. And it could happen to me. So see, I don't want to also be a hypocrite because it could very well happen to me. I could say the wrong thing someday or every day, because I do, and then I'm out of a job. I get it. I mean, I understand. We joke on this show about not if, but when I get fired. And it's because we live in this age now where somebody will take something and take it out of context and then try very hard to get me to lose my job. And I know that. That's what will happen. So I have to be careful and cognizant of that. It doesn't keep me from saying what I want to say. Obviously, you know that. Although the greater Chris was making a point yesterday, I really need to be a little bit more passionate about how I feel. Like, for example, he felt, Matt DeSantis, I was a little reserved in my thoughts on Tim Walz being the pick for VP.
Yeah, you kept it to yourself for the most part.
Really did not go on national television and say it was a disastrous pick and he was basically a socialist, and I didn't call him a Midwestern doofus. Had I said any of those things, that probably would have been a passionate, forceful opinion. So I'm working on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to build up. He's only been VP for a day, so.
Right. Well, not, well, he's not VP yet. Let's
Don't jinx it.
All right? Right. God, watch your cancel you for that. Please.
Potential VP.
Yeah. Let's hope not. But that's my point. I mean, so I have no use for it. I can't engage in it. And I love people that are able to overcome it. You know, Gina Carano was canceled because she made a tweet regarding COVID and how the Nazis were able to convince people to go along with their schemes. Pedro Pascal made a similar thing with the Nazis, only he called Trump a Nazi, and so that's allowed. So he didn't lose his job on The Mandalorian. She did. But it worked out well for her in the sense that the Daily Wire then picked her up, and she's been doing movies and things for them, and she's doing really, really well. But I cancel culture to me is a virus, and I want no part in it. I don't. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't. You notice, you're not going to find me on social media calling for boycotts of anything or anything like that. Another great example is Bud Light. I never drank Bud Light. I thought Bud Light, they made the dumbest move ever by coming out and not just having a transgender influencer doing their thing, which is an affront to women, I think insulting to women. But the bigger problem that I had with them was they insulted their customers. I'm not one of them. I never have been. I'm not a Bud Light drinker. Had I been a Bud Light drinker, I would not have bought their product anymore. You know what the difference is? Because they insulted me as the customer. So that's the difference for me. If you insult me, like in other words, if it turned out the whole thing was just an act, then you should never give those people your money. Like if there was ever a radio host who pretended to be conservative for years and years and years and then out of the blue endorsed Barack Obama, like that, the guy, it was a fraud the whole time. You know what I mean? I don't have the ability to do that. I can't, because I don't have the attention span to do that. So you see, if I was faking it, I would have forgot and gone and slipped into my real self within like 3 minutes of the show starting. Because I get distracted by everything, obviously. So authenticity matters to me more than anything. This is my problem with Disney lately and my problem with Marvel in this new iteration is that they don't respect their audience. So for me, I'll cancel you or not cancel you. I won't give you my hard-earned money if you don't respect me as a customer or if you mock me as a customer or if you think that you're pulling one over on me by getting my money. Then that's it. For me, that's the deal breaker. So if I find out, which I have, that Disney insults people like me, thinks that we're all a bunch of, rednecks and everything else, then you can kiss my ass. I'm not giving you my money. You know, if you are going to, or if I find out that somebody's a fraud and that the whole thing was an act and they really despise me, I'm not going to give you my money. My money's too important to me. It's too valuable to me. I'll give you my money we can disagree politically and I'll still support your movie if I like it. But if it turns out that you think that the people who go to your movie are a bunch of idiots, well, then you're not getting my money. You just call me an idiot. To me, that's the difference. It's why I cannot stand that woman who plays Captain Marvel. What's her name? Brie Larson. She at one point said she didn't want straight white guys to go see her movies or something. So I said, okay, fine, I won't. Like, that's okay. I won't then. I'm happy to not. If you don't want me there, I won't. I'm happy not to go. That's fine with me. Harrison Bucker didn't say, I don't want women who work outside the home, pursue a career to... I think they're idiots. He didn't insult them. He didn't mock them. He didn't belittle them in any way. He just had his own opinion. And for that, they wanted the guy to be fired. Let me give you an example of this, right? So this is a good example to bring it kind of back to politics a little bit. when they talk about who Trump supporters are. We've been called every insult in the book, right? We've been called deplorables. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. We've been called deplorables. We've been called, yes, the Marvels lost $237 million. So Brie Larson got her wish. There were a lot of straight white guys that didn't go see that movie for two reasons. Number one, she doesn't like us, so I'm not giving her my money. Number two, the movie I heard was an absolute steaming pile of garbage. They lost $237 million. For a superhero movie to lose that kind of money says a lot. It really does. Here's MSNBC's Joy Reid, the Trump campaign. These are the people. This is how they think about us. This is how they insult us. This is what they say about us. Cut 13.
Political gravitational way.
He said it himself. He said, what is a, in the speech or in the talk in which he, or the interview in which he said they're weird, in that same sort of chat, he said they're bullies. And what bullies are people who are afraid themselves and who have no real power. And that's the only power they have is our fear. They're sure they would harm America greatly if they had power back, but they're also just weird. And in that moment, you sort of said, wait a minute. The way that we've been sort of thinking about Trump and his power, he doesn't have it yet. At the moment, he's just like a weird guy that's in Mar-a-Lago, maybe with some classified documents in the bathroom, right? That's got this odd friend that wants to, like,
ban birth control.
Right, and that hates women with cats and no kids. It's like, wait a minute, we all have cat lady friends. Like, what are you doing? You're, like, making a demon out of unmarried women and women with pets. Like, it's just, they're so bizarre. That beyond the fact that they have Project 2025, that if enacted would turn the whole country into Mississippi, but at the moment they're
What's
just
wrong, Mississippi?
A bunch of weird, angry, humorless men that don't particularly seem to like anybody else in this country.
And what Tim Walz does.
That's how they view us, by the way. That's how the left, the hatred and the animosity they have towards us. It's remarkable. It really is. And what's wrong with Mississippi, by the way? A lot of people love living in that state. But you see, again, it's the snooty New York, D.C. elitist looking down on everybody kind of a thing. I got asked a question by our buddy Philly Talk on X. Rich, if Ben Affleck suddenly came out and endorsed Trump Vance, would you go see him in a reboot of Batman? Or is that a bridge too far?
That is a good question. Yeah.
I gotta think about that one. Give me time, Philly Talk. I gotta think about that. Give me time. I hate the man. So could that be the all right? Yes, yes. If Ben Affleck comes out and endorses Trump Vance, I will go see him in a Batman reboot. I'll go a step further. I will demand that he be given back the cowl. I will lead the charge. I can say that because it's never going to happen. So I can say, you know what I mean? I'm free to say that. That's an easy one. That's a layup.
You just needed to find common ground with the man. Sort of like Meghan Markle. You hate the royals. Meghan Markle hates the royals. And now you two are friends.
Yeah, now she's my buddy now. Yeah. See? She's my buddy, Meghan Markle. All it took was for her hating the royal family. It's fantastic. Nancy's in South Philly. Nancy, how are you?
Hi, Rich. How are you doing today?
Is this the brownie lady, my buddy?
No, this is Nancy, oh. South Philly.
Hi, Nancy in South Philly. How you doing?
Hi. First time calling in, Rich. And I want to say that if the Harris team won't talk about their policies, I think that Trump team has to talk about the Harris policies. And what we're going to get more of is what happened under Joe Biden, only worse. Joe Biden's team loved Europe and Waltz loves China. And I think we have to start talking about the BRICS digital dollar that they want. A lot of these European countries have done away with their money. And now they're going on to one big bank, all your money's in one bank. It's monitored by technology. We have Google and we have Meta that can check on us. And if we don't buy what the government wants us to buy, they can deduct us, give us negative, take money away from us. and give us they would give us a score. We would have a social score on whether we abide by the government or we don't. And they could take our money away from us and ruin us. Absolutely. Are you still there, Rich?
I'm listening to you, Nancy.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And another thing is that in we might have unrealized capital gains taxes that we have to pay. I think people have to know about these things. I think the Republicans, your radio show or conservative shows have to be talking about where the Democrats are coming from. What's an unrealized capital gain? It's something that you have that you love, like a cabin or a house down the shore, that's taxed, mm-hmm. even though you didn't sell it. Because we have those Democrats, the team of tax and spend, tax and spend. And what scares me the most is the facial recognition that will be implemented where we could be found anywhere. And China already has this.
Yeah, listen, I think just to go back to your earlier point, Nancy, and listen, thanks for calling, and I hope you call the show again, okay? Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
To your point about the Trump campaign has to do more to expose the record, it's true, because what's going to happen is the corporate media is going to keep covering up for Kamala Harris. She's not going to sit down for any interview. She's not going to have to answer any tough questions. No doubt. So spot on with that point. No doubt about it. Spot on. All right. Listen, we are going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our next live show on Friday, September 6th. So mark your calendar. All right. It's a month from Friday. And we're going to have a great time. The Grand Hotel is my happy place, and it's my happy place for a reason. The reason is it's a beautiful hotel. And the fall in Cape May, if you've never been, it's an absolutely amazing time to go. First of all, the weather is great. The crowds are gone, and the September to Remember package at the Grand Hotel is outstanding. So here's how this works. Stay two nights, save 10%. Stay three nights, get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's for food and drinks, the gift shop, and so much more. The Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor, one indoor. It's great, too, for the weather in the fall. Absolutely beautiful, like I mentioned. You'll love having a drink outside. You'll love walking on the beach. You'll love just being there. Book direct with them for the best rates. 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. Or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com. And mark your calendar. September 6th, our next live show. If you're looking to book an event, beautiful beachfront wedding, baby shower, bridal shower, so much else that they can do. My buddy Caitlin will take great care of you. Please reach out to them today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, listen, I got more of that guy. I'm going to play in the 5 o'clock hour for you. More of the Stolen Valor by Tim Walz. We'll get into that with you. I wanted to play this clip for you. This is an interesting one, and then I'm going to grab Steve's call real quick. So Donald Trump today made a point on Fox News, Kamala Harris and fracking. I just posted a video on my social media about Kamala Harris flip-flopping on the issue of fracking. And take a minute to watch it if you could. And if you're not following on Instagram, please do. It's at Scioli Show. So try to do that, and I'd appreciate it there. Post some of the Fox News clips a little bit later as well. But here's Trump, Kamala, cut two.
She wants no fracking, and she wants no fracking. She's trying to say now that she wants, you know, she's gone through every single thing that was a horror show, and she disavows it now. She disavows the no fracking. If she does no fracking, and she will 100% do it. One thing I've learned about politicians, and you people knew it maybe before me, but I've known it for a long time, their first thought is the thought that they end up doing. She's for no fracking. She's for defund the police. You know, she was the original defunder of the police. She was the original no cash bail, cashless bail, which has caused havoc. And look at how she's destroyed San Francisco. She started it out as the DA in San Francisco with policies that were so bad It's a crime-ridden place. It went to the greatest city in America. It's a crime-ridden place right now. It's not livable. You can't even live there. And then she went to Attorney General. She's destroyed California. Her and Gavin Newsom have destroyed, absolutely destroyed California. And what a shame. What a beautiful place it was. But it's not beautiful anymore. She cannot get away, because if she does this to America, every one of us are going to either be leaving, or we're going to be living like, we're going to be living like dogs. Our whole country, our whole system is going to collapse. Even the talk about her is, has driven the stock market down.
Yeah.
You know, when the stock market goes down, when you see it go down, that's because she gets a decent poll number. She gets bounces in her poll, the market goes down. The stock market will collapse like in 1929 if they're elected.
I said the same thing last week in terms of why I thought the market was reacting. The market was reacting so negatively because I think they thought that Kamala Harris was going to just be a shoo-in. Steve's in Glenside. Steve, what's up, my man?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for the inspiring work you do and for having on the amazing Scott Pressler. I just wanted to underscore that it's not dudes for Harris. It was white dudes for Harris. That was their campaign. Sure. I didn't add that in. And they don't see us as people. They see us as groups. And if you're a working person, they see you as an ATM. And I think we really need to never resist an opportunity to highlight that.
Yeah, it was white dudes for Harris. Could you imagine white dudes for Trump, how that would go over?
Really? Exactly.
Right?
They just, yeah, they see everything through race, gender, class. There's no such thing as an individual. That's disqualifying if people are paying attention.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. Listen, hey, thanks for the call, and I appreciate the kind words, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, coming up, 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be live on Friday, September 6th. We'll get into more of Tim Walz's Stolen Valor. Don't go away.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, listen, I got more of that guy. I'm going to play in the 5 o'clock hour for you. More of the Stolen Valor by Tim Walz. We'll get into that with you. I wanted to play this clip for you. This is an interesting one, and then I'm going to grab Steve's call real quick. So Donald Trump today made a point on Fox News, Kamala Harris and fracking. I just posted a video on my social media about Kamala Harris flip-flopping on the issue of fracking. And take a minute to watch it if you could. And if you're not following on Instagram, please do. It's at Scioli Show. So try to do that, and I'd appreciate it there. Post some of the Fox News clips a little bit later as well. But here's Trump, Kamala, cut two.
She wants no fracking, and she wants no fracking. She's trying to say now that she wants, you know, she's gone through every single thing that was a horror show, and she disavows it now. She disavows the no fracking. If she does no fracking, and she will 100% do it. One thing I've learned about politicians, and you people knew it maybe before me, but I've known it for a long time, their first thought is the thought that they end up doing. She's for no fracking. She's for defund the police. You know, she was the original defunder of the police. She was the original no cash bail, cashless bail, which has caused havoc. And look at how she's destroyed San Francisco. She started it out as the DA in San Francisco with policies that were so bad. It's a crime-ridden place. It went to the greatest city in America. It's a crime-ridden place right now. It's not livable. You can't even live there. And then she went to Attorney General. She's destroyed California. Her and Gavin Newsom have destroyed, absolutely destroyed California. And what a shame. What a beautiful place it was. But it's not beautiful anymore. She cannot get away, because if she does this to America, every one of us are going to either be leaving, or we're going to be living like dogs. Our whole country, our whole system is going to collapse. Even the talk about her has driven the stock market down.
Yeah.
You know, when the stock market goes down, when you see it go down, that's because she gets a decent poll number. She gets bounces in her poll, the market goes down. The stock market will collapse like in 1929 if they're elected.
I said the same thing last week in terms of why I thought the market was reacting. The market was reacting so negatively because I think they thought that Kamala Harris was going to just be a shoo-in. Steve's in Glenside. Steve, what's up, my man?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for the inspiring work you do and for having on the amazing Scott Pressler. I just wanted to underscore that it's not dudes for Harris. It was white dudes for Harris. That was their campaign. Sure. I didn't add that in. And they don't see us as people. They see us as groups. And if you're a working person, they see you as an ATM. And I think we really need to never resist an opportunity to highlight that.
Yeah, it was white dudes for Harris. Could you imagine white dudes for Trump, how that would go over?
Really, exactly.
Right?
They see everything through race, gender, class. There's no such thing as an individual. That's disqualifying if people are paying attention.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. Listen, hey, thanks for the call, and I appreciate the kind words, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, coming up, 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be live on Friday, September 6th. We'll get into more of Tim Walz's Stolen Valor. Don't go away.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.